All right. Welcome into Toilets Two Titles, episode number 72. I am your host, John Sheps. You can find me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. And I'm joined by a group of Toilets Titles members this evening because it is time to reveal a bunch of Frankenstein rules, bylaws, and the draft order. And these are my guys who've been helping me put this together this season. We also have a few guests. We'll bring them on shortly. But first, I'm going to go to, if you're watching at home on my right, Frito Bendito, Richard Gonzalez, the boss man at R Gonzalez RM on the Twitter. Rich, what's cooking?
Doing good, man. On a 10-day work, halfway through a 10-day work strand, just getting prepped to visit with you guys up in Canton, man.
Can't wait for Canton, man. I'm bringing my son. We're gonna have a good time. We're stopping at a burger joint out in Pennsylvania on the way. We're gonna get there. We're gonna play some Mario Kart with each other. A little competition we got going on. We're gonna go to the Hall of Fame. I'm very, very excited for that. And below me, directly below me, Alex at AlexO_FF. Alex, how are we doing this evening?
Good, good. I'm excited to talk some Frankenstein because there's definitely some things that I need clarified for all of this, but because there's a lot that goes into this league, so I just want to make sure that I'm on the right page when we go into these drafts. So,
would you say you're a little scared?
Intimidated, I think, is more the word. Like, I'm not scared because
say you're scared for the brand. It's for the brand, Alex.
Oh, because of Frankenstein. Oh,
yeah,
yes, I'm terrified. Then the monster. I'm terrified of the monster. I'm gonna get my pitchfork and my torch, and you know, start chasing it down.
Who's that behind you in the room, by the way?
Sasquatch.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Someone's behind. Somebody. I see someone creeping around back there. All right. And then directly below, this guy is completely down under. It is Matt at FF_doormat. What is cooking, Matt?
Madam, I'm doing wonderfully well in lockdown here in Sydney. I think we're in another month or so of lockdown, but football's back. Talk some Frankenstein with the boys. Happy to be here. Happy to get the season started. So bring it on.
Matt, man, so you were an original member, and then Rich, you were original member. Shane, who's going to be coming on as a guest, original member. So I'm going to let everybody know we're all in separate divisions. I'm in the Creature from the Staff Bathroom division, which isn't an original division. And then we got Rich. Rich is in the Frankenstein division. Alex is in the Creature from the Staff Bathroom division. And then Matt is in the Phantom from the Porta Potty. So we had some fun thinking of these divisions. All right. So anyway, let's move on to some basic things we need to get through before we can get talking into the show and bring on the guests. Ways you can listen to the show. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on YouTube, Podbean, Spotify. We're on Facebook. We have two groups, Toilets, Titles, and When a Family Breaks, where we buy, sell, and trade sports cards and memorabilia. Regardless of how you are listening, we would really appreciate it if you would go to our YouTube channel, which will be in the show notes, and you can find it on our Twitter handle and on our website, toiletsatitles.com. You can find it there. Give us a subscribe. I believe we're about 10 subscribers away from 300, which would be a pretty big number. I'd love to hit that before the season starts. Hit the like button on some of our episodes. That really helps. And if you could, go to Apple Podcasts and throw us a 5-star review. Put something cool in there, right? You can say, you know, Sasquatch is going to win it. Once you hear the draft order, you can predict who you think is going to win it. And maybe if you predict who's going to win it, you know, we'll give you a free entry next year. Maybe we'll do something fun. Rich thinks he's going to win it. The Kukui. How do we pronounce your team name, Rich?
El Kukui.
El Kukui. We're all picked monsters. That's a theme we've stuck with strictly. Everybody, please go check out toiletsandtitles.com. We've been writing articles. You can find all our content. We got rankings. All the good stuff is on there, and that's going to continue to grow throughout the season. We just dropped that. And also, if you like the show, if we're helping you out, the way you can help us out is go to patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. We got three tiers in there. $3 per month gets you into our group chat, and I think we're moving that to Discord. $5 a month is tier two, gets you in the group chat, gets you early access to our waiver wire episodes in season, and next year it'll get you into 2022 Frankenstein. Tier three is $10 per month. Gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody on the Toilets and Titles team, anybody. You message us, hey, here's my roster. I want so-and-so to break it down for me. They'll break it down. Get you free entry into our Frankenstein League next year. It gets you into the group chat on Discord and early access to the waiver wire episode. So with that, we can now bring on our first guest, a returning member of the original Frankenstein, Shane Hallam. And he's been on the show quite a few times. So you all know him if you've been listening to him show. It's at Shane P. Hallam on the Twitter. Shane, what's cooking?
Look, it's I'm happy to be here. It's been a great day. I've been covering the Steelers training camp from the from the press box, and I'm just excited about this league. You know, last year was so much fun. It was crazy. I went undefeated in the stealing portion, only to lose out in the finals. So it was very close. And I'm the Hallam humans because we are the real monsters here.
Yes, very dark. Shane just brought it down. Right, he made it real dark. So Shane, tell everybody. There was a little bit of humble brag in there about you being in the press box in Pittsburgh, but I think you need to be a little bit more specific. So what were you doing there? Who accompanied you up there? What did you see today? Give us some inside information.
No, it's good. I was working for Steel City Insider because my boss is over in Canton for the enshrinement of Troy Polamalu. So it was kind of exciting. It was kind of boring practice, but that was fun. And I am working hard on my next endeavor. I'm now managing partner draftcountdown.com. Bringing one of the oldest NFL draft sites back. So I'm excited for that and been, working hard on that as well. So it's been crazy busy, but it's been a lot of fun.
Shane, in case nobody knows, let them know. They better recognize greatness. Shane, 2 years ago, NFL Draft Countdown.com, I recommend you go check it out, and I recommend you stay close to that because this guy, Shane, right here, how correct was your mock draft or your top 100 about 2 years ago compared to like all the big analysts across the United States?
2 years ago, I was number one, top 100 of the NFL draft. So I had the most, I think I predicted 86 of the top 100 players correct. That was about five more than Daniel Jeremiah and more than Mel Kiper, that kind of thing. My mock was top 10 out of 200, 300 some. The NFL draft is definitely my game. I did pretty well this past year. Not quite as good, but I did pretty well. I was still in the top tiers, so I'm going to be keeping it rolling for sure.
Did you listen to me and put Micah Parsons in Dallas?
I did not. So, see, I should have listened to you. I should have, had them go in corner. But this year, I'll make sure I do.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know shortly who are going to be taken. I know I already told you who we're taking in 2 years. It's Malachi Moore. All right. But I don't know about this year.
We'll get in.
All right. So Shane is the original stanker, and he's going to be in the Phantom of the Porta Potty division. Let's bring on a new stanker. This is Evan Harris at EKH Sports on the Twitter. Evan, what is cooking?
What's up, guys? Excited to be a part of this. I didn't know. I don't think I fully understood what I was diving into when I saw the Twitter message, and it has just been bonkers to keep up with. I'm reading all the league rules. I'm excited. Last year was my first year doing a dynasty league. I've been a redraft guy for about 10 years now. This is something new. So my first year being in this and the Scott Fish Bowl. So I am fully dove into fantasy football this year, and I'm excited to get into this.
Man, I love to hear it. I love to hear that. I'm glad. Like, that's exactly what we wanted when we wanted to have a listener league, guys like you. And I'm very excited for you. When you read like the back of a book before you buy a book and there's like blurbs about like what somebody says about the book. So if this was a book, I would love to put in quotations like it's been bonkers to keep up with, like, quote, Evan Harris. Like, that's, I would put that on the back of the Frankenstein book. That's a blurb that I would fully endorse. Yeah, that's it. All right, fellas. Evan is in the Frankenstein division. So we got representatives of each division in here. So without further ado, I think let's get into the show. And I'm going to start revealing the draft order because I know we do have some people at home who are members of the league that are going to be listening in closely. And I'm just checking. We got some comments in here. Joshua's in here from Fusion Fantasy Football. Welcome, Joshua. He thinks he's got the 1.01. He does not. Joseph says, what up to Shane? Andrew, did someone not give Matt the facial hair memo? Matt, Evan doesn't have it either, so we're good. Oh, Joseph said, please tell Najee that I love him and I have his back on the fantasy side. Oh, Anthony Dion, another Frankenstein member. What's up, Anthony? All right, let's get into the draft. I'm going to share the draft order right now. Frankenstein division. All right, 1 through 12. Here we go. The Thing, taking first overall. Oh, wait, let me mention. Kyle Adams won we had a rock, paper, scissors tournament to decide whoever won the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament within each division, we do this every year, they get to decide the draft order, all right? So here is the draft order decided by Kyle Adams, who won the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. The Thing gets the first pick, all right? The Trantor, that's Evan, second pick, all right? Go Post Godzilla, Scott T. I made up that name for him because he didn't pick a monster. He was one of the only people who didn't pick a monster. So do you guys like that, Go Post Godzilla? Are we good with that? Yeah, right. We're going to go. He got third. El Kakui picks fourth overall. Rich, there he is. Toxic Avengers, the returning champion. Mike Jernigan, who beat Shane in the championship. He picks fifth. Falcor picks sixth. I don't know if that – I guess that counts as a monster. As you can tell, we all pick monsters. The Chupacabra, that's Nate, picks seventh overall. Demonic Infusion, you pick eighth. Sorry, I know Joshua's in the chat. Krampus. That's Ben. I picked that name for him as well because who would have thought a member from Toilets of Titles wouldn't pick a monster? So Ben, it was just Ben's team. So Ben's Krampus, right?
He didn't pick last year too. He didn't pick last year too. There should be some penalty for last year as well.
That's why he's Krampus. He's spoiling the party. So I made Ben Krampus. Vlad the Impaler picks 10th. King Kong picks 11th, and Michael Myers, Anthony Dion, was in the chat. You picked 12th, man, so that's not a bad spot to be. All right, Creature from the Staff Bathroom, who was decided by Fantasy Sven. He won this tournament. I made it to the finals here. I got knocked out, sadly. Abominable Snowman picks first overall. Yes. Weeping Angel. There you go, Alex. You're pretty fired up about that. Weeping Angel. I read that name as if you weren't in here.
You did.
So, Alex, you picked first overall. Weeping Angel, whose fate she picks second. Demogorgon, all right, he picks third. Wolfman Coverage picks fourth. That's me, Wolfman Coverage. Lucille, Joe Clark picks fifth right after me. So me and him are going to be going back and forth, I'm sure. The Invisible Man, Andrew Campy, picks sixth. Hellboy, Kyle Bellafield, picks seventh. The Minotaur, Mark Bull, another guy who didn't pick his name. So I figured his name is Bull. Let me give him a monster who's kind of like a bull. So a Minotaur is similar to a bull. So he's picking eighth. The Basilic, Roaring Ray Farrell, he picks ninth. Swamp Thing picks 10th. Shrek Salado picks 11th. And Graboid, Fantasy Sven, that he picks 12th. So the guy who won that, he wanted to pick 12th. And finally, the Phantom of the Porta Potty Division right here, the Balrog, Eric Arfston, he won the tournament. He gave himself first. And then he was very simple. He said, I want to be first. And then just go in order. Like, he didn't even randomize. He said, the way they are on the league, just go that way. So, Justin, fan of the Gridiron, my co-host, he picks second. The Hallam Humans picks third. Mephistopheles. I don't know who Mephistopheles. Supposedly. So, Funkle Steve. I've nicknamed him Funkle Steve because he's the fun uncle. All right. He picks fourth. He said Mephistopheles is the first monster to ever be in a movie. And it was, like, in the 1800s. It was, like, a two-minute movie. So, he went old school here. The Predator, Doormat up here, you pick fifth. Pennywise, Mike Dirty Jobs picks sixth. Mike Wazowski, who is in fact the monster, picks seventh. The Demon, FF Queen Roxanne picks eighth. Dracula picks ninth. Rocky, it's at FF underscore Hope, picks 10th. Grendel, Eric Belair picks 11th. And the Sasquatch, JC Crocker picks 12th. So everybody, there is the draft order. Hopefully you don't leave, but if you came here just to listen to that, we appreciate you. Hit the like button and comment on what you think. But you should stay here because now this is where the fun discussion gets started. So why don't we pull up the bylaws, all right? And why don't we share the screen here because I think we should jump right into the way the draft works. Let's discuss this, all right? So now Alex is working on that. This draft is unlike – so when me and Justin put this league together – Nate as well. We wanted to do something fun, something crazy, something different. We wanted to build a monster. And that's where we came up with the name Frankenstank. And Stank was because it's Toilets to Titles. And we had to put a little stank on it. So Alex, I see your screen. I'm pulling it up. All right. So there it is. So we put a little stank on it. And the first way we did it, so we wanted to do something cool with the draft. So why don't you scroll down to where it is in the bylaws. Keep going down there. So the way the draft goes, the first and second round, it's snake style. It's rookie only. All right. So now this is a super flex league. Why don't we read the starting settings first? It's a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, two flexes and a super flex. All right. So it's a super flex league. Now, I'm not even going to get into scoring because we'll get into that later. So in the first two rounds, it's rookie. Okay. Then after the first two rounds, the third round is non-quarterback veteran. So you have to draft a veteran. It can't be a rookie. and it can't be a quarterback. And then there's a third round reversal, okay? And then in the fourth round, it's veteran quarterback, so you can only draft quarterback. And then after that, it's normal, all right? And there's no reversal again. So everybody, now that you kind of got a grip on that, ask your questions and discuss it.
Well, yeah, I'll start because I'm excited to have the third pick because I think earlier is better. Now, I know we have one of the winners pick 12th, but I think if you're picking early in the rookie draft, with it being super flex, you can hook yourself up with a rookie starting quarterback. And then that third round reversal gives you the top of the veteran quarterbacks only. So I feel like picking early, you can lock those quarterbacks up pretty nicely. I think that's just a really important piece to the draft. And I think that, you know, last year I picked Kyler Murray in the veteran quarterbacks only draft. And that's really what, you know, gave me the springboard to go undefeated in the stealing portion. So
last year the draft was this way. The rosters were this way. And the scoring was, so we tweaked it. So the spirit of the scoring was there last year, but we didn't quite have it down because it is kind of crazy. And we needed somebody else's eyes on it to kind of adjust it and make it work the correct way. Because I don't even think we inputted it correctly. And Ben, luckily, he came in. He helped us out. So anybody else have anything else to say about the draft order and their thoughts on it?
No, so I agree with Shane.
I'm pretty happy.
Oh.
What else?
That was Matt.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Matt.
So, I'm pretty happy to be picking in the middle. I think that's, you know, not exactly the middle, but it's the least impacted by that third round reversal. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm just glad I don't already have a rival. Whoever set the Frankenstank, I'm glad I got second. I don't already have a rival. I'll get to earn that one, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, you can earn that. Rich, what are your thoughts?
No, I was going to agree with what Shane was saying. I was kind of thinking the same thing and everything, but this year makes with rookies that we have available and everything, I love being in the top four. So I really do like where that stands. So
you pick fourth, Rich?
Yeah.
I pick fourth. We can have we'll start a side chat between you.
Yeah, we'll have to do, yeah.
We'll start talking fourth in the Frankenstein strategy.
I actually think one of the most interesting piece, right, with the rookies only, I think makes it super interesting is like Thank a guy you. Like Trey Lance and Justin Fields, where do they go, right? If they're not going to start the year, how much of a premium pick do you want to spend on those players when sure. if you lose week one, you're you know, a player is getting stolen from you. So you really have to play almost for week one. And that's what I'm really interested to see where like Fields and Lance go, because I think it's going to be such a swing, you know, for some teams to take that shot. Could be a league winner to take one of those guys, or could put you down at the bottom real quick.
Yeah, that's something I want to hit on a little bit later, too, when we get into some of the rules about stealing. I didn't want to jump the gun here, but that's the first thing I thought of, Shane, was, you know, where do you take some of those quarterbacks and where do you take some of those players that take a little bit, you know, historically to get going in the year?
Why don't we get into Frankenstein stealing? All right, so the way the stealing works, he's going to probably find it in the bylaws, but I will tell you. So you're building a monster, right? You're Dr. Frankenstein. So a monster only needs two arms. It only needs one head. Well, this type of monster, Frankenstein's monster. You know, there's other monsters that have – Cerberus has multiple heads. Nobody picks Cerberus. That's a good one for next year if you're a listener. You're not in Frankenstein yet. Cerberus next year, Frankenstein 2022. But now if it starts one quarterback and there's a super flex, you can only steal a quarterback twice because you can't start more than two quarterbacks. So now you could start. So there's three flexes and two running backs. So really you can only take four running backs. I don't think that you would get to that. You can only take five wide receivers. So, but really the spirit of that isn't so much in the skill position players. It's more so in the quarterback. So you need to be wise as to, you need to look down the line. Like say you're playing an average quarterback this week and he's better than what you have and you win. But next week you're playing a top tier quarterback and you've already taken one quarterback. Do you go ahead and take a quarterback just because it's better than what you have? Or do you wait till next week and risk it because you're trying to win it all and average ain't going to get you there? You know what I mean? Good is the enemy of great. You don't want to just be good. You want to be great. So what are you guys' thoughts on the stealing?
It's going to be interesting because of the, like Shane was saying, how you need to start strong because you don't want to get behind the eight ball with the, you know, stealing players and stuff. That's where it gets, especially with the rookies, having a nice top end pick like this. I think you have to really, you know, go for broke, you know, early on in the season with the, you know, schedules or whatever to try to get that upper hand. But
it's almost like the ultimate redraft, right? You know, when you play Dynasty and you're playing to win and you play redraft, this is the ultimate redraft league where you're playing to win week one. Like, that's the only thing when you draft you should care about, because if you lose week one, it's going to be really hard to get it back. And so I think that's really the important strategy, is like every week you need to keep winning.
Yeah,
that's what's most important. Not like, I want to win the championship. Guess what? To get to the championship, you got to essentially only lose a couple games max.
Winning like week one is huge. It's massive. Like, you know, but
that being said, I actually lost.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Matt.
Week one. I actually lost week one and two. And I drafted Barkley. And scored Shane in the final four. Somehow my team limped to the final four. I was pretty lucky, but I didn't get Shane in my bracket. I got someone else, and I'm not salty about it at all. Just because I was one of the top two scorers, didn't go through. But you can have a bit of luck, you know. Like, obviously, if it's not the best optimal way to do it, but I lost the first two drafted. Please, so I was three players out, and somehow I think I was just in a weak division. I think Ben was in my division. He's pretty ordinary. At redraft, so I think maybe that was why. But don't give up. If you lose one or two, you know, you still might be able to get lucky.
Man, that's not in a monsters don't give up. You know what I mean? Monsters, you don't watch a monster movie where a monster, you know, gets a little rough and then just stops being a monster. No, they keep going. You know, that's the spirit of the monster, man. So nobody, no quitters in here. We don't want no quitters in Frankenstein. So, all right, anybody else have any other thoughts on the stealing? Any questions? Anything?
Yeah. So, as I saw that rule,
just one. The
first thing I thought of, especially as a Titans fan, is somebody like Derrick Henry, for as a veteran, you know, somebody that typically takes a little bit longer in the season to get going. How does that affect his draft value? And then a guy I'm really high on, looking at the rookies, Javonte Williams. You know, here's a player now that you don't know start of the season. Is he going to get that workload? Are you drafting him just to lose him if you draft him at a premium spot, right? So I really, as soon as I saw that, started thinking of, where are these guys going to get drafted? Does everybody think the same as me when we go into that draft? And really just trying – I think you're going to have to really, really watch what the trend is each round to really see how it's affecting these guys.
So we already got some smack talk going on in the chat. Anthony Dion is calling out Fantasy Sven. He said his ass is mine. So that's in there. We got some smack talk going on. But Evan, my thought is, I think a guy like Javonte Williams, that's actually the type of guy you want, because that's like insurance for, because okay, I don't think people are going to steal that player early on. So that's insurance for you for when you do lose. If you lose like a stud running back, you have a guy like that hopefully starts hitting towards the end of the year and boom, replaces that stud. So I think, you know, it's double-sided. You know what I mean? That to me seems like a little bit of insurance. Alex is shaking his head. Shane looked like he shaked his head a little bit. Go ahead. What you got something to say?
No, I was just the two perspectives and how, you know, different they are. You know, they're literally on the opposite ends of the spectrum, you know, from each other, you know, thinking player-wise and when – you know, why you want to take them and why you don't. I feel like there's going to be a lot of double-edged swords, you know, especially in those first couple rounds, because of how different this is.
No insurance. I'm winning every week. Why do I need insurance? Right? My last round pick is going to be Joe Flacco. My week one opponent is going to have him on his roster. That's how I'm playing the game.
So does it say in there, in the bylaws, I should know this, last year, I'm an idiot, because last year I wrote the rules.
It says,
and when I would win, I would give my opponent a starter, because I thought you had to give a starter to take a starter. And then I found out everybody else wasn't doing it. Everybody's cheating, And then I found out that I was doing it wrong. So I was screwing myself. So go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, no, this year it does. It says that you have to, you don't give a starter. So you can't give a bench player back.
All right. So we cleaned that up. So you can't.
There is a loophole, but I'm not telling anyone. I think most guys that have played in force leagues will know there is a loophole there, but get on the Patreon. I'll put it in the Patreon.
Okay, deal. I'll be on there, man. I'm going to subscribe. I'll be a subscriber soon. All right. Anybody else have any other thoughts on the bylaws before we move on?
No.
Just one quick thing is that the no trade. Last year we could trade. This year you could be in trouble. You know, if you steal two quarterbacks and someone steals one of yours, you're down to one quarterback unless you've got depth. So just keep that in mind.
They have to give you a quarterback back, right?
Yeah, they have to give you a quarterback. Well, it could be Joe Flacco if I'm playing Shane, right? So,
but if you lose to Shane and he starts Joe Flacco, then you're in more trouble. It doesn't even matter. You know, you're already in trouble. And Faith says
is that true though? You exchange position for position.
Yes. Yep. So you have to give a person back at that position, and it has to be a starter.
So one question with that.
Go ahead.
What if you don't want to make a trade? What if you're in a scenario where
you don't have to?
You don't have to.
Nope.
Cool.
You have up until week 14 too. So after week 14, there's no more force trading. So that's the playoffs essentially. When the playoffs start, force trading is done.
I thought I read week 13, but I might be wrong.
It should be 14. Okay. It's up until week 14.
Yeah, after week 13. So once the playoffs.
Ah, gotcha. Done.
Yeah, there'll be no stealing after week 13. Yeah.
Okay, so just semantics. All right. So look, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I guess no Joe Flacco for me if we got to do starters this year. So, yeah. I guess that won't happen, but we'll make it work.
All right, let's get into some scoring. So
let me share that.
This scoring is pretty. Oh, choosing the opponents. No, let's get into that in the playoffs. I'm sorry, go into the playoffs because I know Shane put this in there. So if you make the playoffs, look at where it says what it discusses about choosing your opponent or how the opponents get chosen. I think it has to do with seeding.
There it is, just there.
Yeah, right here.
So read it, please.
Yep. All right, so, sorry. Round one is typical. It's going to be 12 versus 5 seed, 11 seed versus 6, 10 versus 7, 9 versus 8. Then after the first round, it is far from typical. For the second round games, the number one overall seed will get to choose their opponent from the remaining playoff teams. Then the next best remaining team will get to choose their opponent, and then down the line. And it just says be careful what you wish for, because you never know. You could be anyone. A team could do anything. Oh, and then round three, the worst remaining seed of the four will get to choose their opponent. So the higher seeds will need to look ahead at team schedule so you don't. So you won't have a say in who you play in the Fearsome Four.
There you go. So it's a little crazy. It's definitely so the top gets to choose, then the bottom gets to choose. So it moves back and forth. So Shane, when you saw that, what were your thoughts?
I think it definitely makes that second round interesting, right? If I'm the one seed, do I necessarily want to take the lowest seed? And I'm in a couple leagues like this where the highest seed gets to pick, but usually you just pick the worst team. But I might not want to pick the worst team necessarily. I might want to beat a team that's better. So then in the next round, you know, if I don't get chosen, I'm going to end up against that worst team. I really like this for that round three, changing it. I think really makes the strategy interesting.
Right. Yeah, Matt, I know you had some thoughts on the playoff structure, talking about how it's a three-copy league, because it's three divisions, 36 teams, three copies. So what were your thoughts on the playoffs, given, you know, the strength of the teams that are going to be in the playoffs?
The two things, I played in a 72-division league like this where you could choose your opponent. I was number two overall, and I chose the weakest team and I got spanked. And it still hurts. I rage quit that league and I wasn't happy about it. But yeah, just the playoffs. The playoffs are, there's a few other things too, but that was part of it. But a bit of a grumpy old man. But the playoffs, it's only the top four, right? So the four strongest teams. So last year where I sort of limped into the finals a little bit, it's going to be a bit tougher this year. You're going to have a good monster. If you don't, you're not going to make it. And then when you do get in the playoffs, it's going to be even harder because, you know, there's no filler teams there. There's only the top, you know, the cream of the crop.
Now, as far as playoffs go, it's not just record. I believe it's division winners. I think it's the top two from each division, and then it's scoring. So it doesn't even matter what your record is outside of the top two in each division. Then it goes down to the highest scoring teams. So it's pretty fair. It's pretty, you know, it's fair to everybody, I feel. You know, because if you have a monster squad and you're putting up monster points, but you have a few bad breaks, you're still getting in the playoffs. We're getting you in there. So is that broken down there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is all the seeds. So seed one is going to be the best overall division winner with the win-loss record. You will get a top three seed and a first-round bye. And then the number two seed will be the second best win-loss record of the divisions. And then third will be the same thing. And then here's where seed four will be the team that scored the most points for the season. And then that's for seed five, six, and five, six, seven, and eight.
And then that's all of the remaining teams. So clearly if the team that has the best record is the highest scorer, they don't count. It's the highest score, not of the top three seeds.
Yes. Yes. And then the last four spots will go to the next best records of the people remaining.
All right. So that's pretty fair. Anybody, you guys ready to get into some scoring? All right. Let's bring it. Go ahead. Someone was going to say something. Oh, we're good. All right. So now in this league, it's big plays and big numbers. All right. So we did a lot of bonuses. When we put this thing together, we wanted monster scoring. So it's like the first touchdown isn't a lot of points. The first yard isn't a lot of points. But as you start to accumulate multiple touchdowns, it goes from like 4 to 8 to 12 points per. And then as you gain like big chunk yardage. So pull up the I see it here. So we'll pull up the scoring. Let's get into this. It's monsters. It's monster points here. So let's go over some of the some of the big scoring. So why don't you read off some of this stuff and then everybody chime in when you have any thoughts.
Yes. So for one touchdown, 4 points. For a passing touchdown, 4 points. And then you get 8 points for the second one. And then you get 12 points for the third one. And then if you go over that, you get 16 points for every one after that.
Huge. And I think it's similar with rushing touchdowns and receiving touchdowns. I think it's all pretty much square.
Yeah, rushing touchdowns are 6 points. And then for the second one, they're 7 points.
Okay, so maybe we want a little less there.
No, I guess it would be 9 points because okay. Then you'd have 15 for two.
Okay.
And then 10 for everyone after that or 12 for everyone after that?
Well, it goes up to 27?
Yeah. Yeah. 27 at the third and then it's 10 points for every after that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And then 10 points for
– Now, why don't you read off some of the – so I'm sure receiving is pretty similar. Now, what about the yardage, the yardage boosts here?
Let's see. Just the rushing yards. Here we go. Negative points. So for half a point for each rushing yard for the first 35, and then it's an additional – oh, no, it's 0.05 points for the first 35. Sorry about that. And then it's 0.1 for the next 29 after that. Or 39 after that.
Okay.
And then it tax on. Yep. And then tax on another 0.15. So that's 0.3 points for each rushing yard between up to 124 yards. And then you add another 0.2 on. So that's half a point for each yard after up to 125.
Okay, and then there's another multiplier. So it's basically as you're getting the gist of it, there's multipliers for everything. You start off small as you get going. So big days become very big days. So you want players who are going to be like, you don't want steady Eddies who just chip away. But then again, like if you got a guy like, say, Keenan Allen, right, who's going to get you maybe, you know, 9 to 11 receptions, a good 110 yards and a touchdown, he might not be a guy who's going to go for 70 or 80, but he's going to chip away. So I guess there's a perk to having a guy like that, you know, but then there's also a perk. What about some of the big play bonuses? I know there's bonuses for like going over 50 yards for a touchdown or, you know, 70 yards. Is there anything like that you could point out?
Yeah, so length of the rushing touchdown, if it's up to 35 yards, so 34 or less, you get an extra 3.5 points. You get 5 extra points for anything between this range here, 35 to 49 points, or yards, I'm sorry. And then you get an extra 7 points for anything that's 50 to 110 yards.
Oh, it's a big thing.
On top of whether, you know, on top of if that's their third touchdown, if Dalvin Cook rips off his third touchdown of the day for 70 yards, you're going to get the bonuses here plus this bonus here for the extra long touchdown. So
it's crazy. It's gonna
touchdowns are created equal. Got it.
No, definitely not.
All right, fellas, the floor is yours. Let's hear it.
So let's not forget that the rules for the tight end. So for an extra reception, you get 0.7 for each reception. And now this year we're doing receiving first downs. You get 0.7 point for every 1 yard. So that's going to be a big factor for your tight ends, making a little bit of a tight end premium.
Yeah, that's a good call, because I think that's because no one else gets receiving first down points but tight ends, right? So
exactly.
So they're getting that 0.75 when they get a reception for a first down. You know, that's 1.5 points plus whatever receiving, you know, points they were getting otherwise. So I do think it's big. I think the tight ends are more valuable here than they were last year, and they were pretty valuable last year. And then, yeah, those big touchdowns, man, I mean – if you can get someone that can score 2 or 3 touchdowns in a game, and two of them are deep passes. I mean, 2 of them are over 50 yards. Then you win. You win the week. That's what happens. So I think touchdowns play almost a much bigger role in this league than anything else.
I think it neutralizes a little bit of the difference between a guy who's going to score 5 total touchdowns and 5 passing touchdowns. A guy like, you know, a Kyler Murray who may score 2 rushing and 2 passing, he doesn't get as many points as the guy who throws 4 total touchdowns or 4 passing touchdowns. So I think it levels that off a little bit more, and it's definitely something I'll consider in drafting. You don't have to go so heavy on the running quarterbacks.
But at the same time, he's going to get the rushing yard bonuses.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think it actually, and I'm not sure I'm going to have time to dive in before we draft, but I would actually be interested to see it. It's a good call. It's definitely a good call. But I'd be interested to see how some of those point totals work out.
Do you feel like this devalues some of the goal line backs who you know aren't going to have the longer rushing touchdowns? They're just going to be the 4 yards and a cloud of dust.
I feel like it could, unless they're getting 3 touchdowns, you know, because I think that's kind of the great equalizer, right? If you're getting a lot of them, then it's enough of a boost, because, you know, most guys probably aren't going to get 3 75-yard touchdowns in a game. So, I think there's just so many different strategies. You know, a guy like Henry Ruggs or Marquise Brown could be very useful, but are they ever going to get 2 multi-touchdown games? Probably not. So maybe I want them, you know. So I think there's a lot of ways you can convince yourself to go.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Ruggs. That's who Rich is taking at the 4 spot.
Well, that'll just be on
the you guys better watch out for Fuller this year, man.
Is this best just ball?
On Kamara?
Are we playing best ball all of a sudden?
Hey,
just on Kamara. Last year he only scored 76 points with his 6 touchdown game, but in this year's format, he would have scored that same game gets him 117 points. So I think we've nailed the scoring. Not sure how that impacts strategy at all. Really, I'm not really that smart to work that out. But yeah, I think the scoring is better this year, is what I'm saying.
man, it's 10 times better. I think the fact that if you're listening to this show, that tight end bit, because even Joshua said only tight ends get first downs. Yes. So I think you could miss that. It's very easy to miss that when you're scrolling through the rules. So if you're listening to this show, that's a bonus right there, because there's a chance a lot of people are going to miss that, aren't going to know how valuable tight ends are. So that's, you listen to the show, you helped yourself. There's six people in the video right now. And then we'll see whoever else is going to pick it up as the week goes on. You should leave a comment. You know, after this goes to the YouTube channel, leave a comment. Let us know you listened and what kind of tips you got from it. But anybody else have any other thoughts on some of the scoring, some players they're interested in, if they want to let that out, or if they want to, you know, maybe like leave a trail of breadcrumbs somewhere else where they're not trying to go? Go ahead and throw some names out.
Well, I do want to mention one thing, and I just, everybody that's listening, that everything compounds. Receptions compound, the rushing yards compound, every, even like the receptions, fumbles lost compounds. So just make sure you check that out. I didn't even realize it was everything is compounding. It's just crazy.
Kate said her thoughts on scoring are, it's insane. Yes, it's crazy. That was the goal. It's supposed to be a monster. It's supposed to be unlike anything. I want everybody who plays in this league to be talking about this league because of how insane it is. That's what we wanted to build, and I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping everybody has fun with it. But yes, everything compounds. What are the penalties for fumbles? What's that?
That is, for the first one, it's negative 2 points, and then it's negative 5 for the second one, and then it's negative 9 points for everyone after that.
As Josh said, I hear Stephon Diggs will score 1 million points. That's a that's a little bit of a – that's a, like, pass back to last year's Frankenstein. Benny in the chat told us about 30 times that Stephon Diggs was scored way too many points and we were doing something wrong. So he wanted us to correct it a few times, and we did it. But he came in. He joined the team this year, and he corrected it for us. Faith said she's regretting her life decisions right now. No need. This is fun. It's fun. All right, it's a little scary, but it's going to be fun for sure. Evan, the new guy, what are your thoughts on the scoring, man?
So, obviously, I've been in leagues like this a ton. No, I'm absolutely kidding. Never been in anything like this. I tell you what, high-scoring offenses, premium. They're always a premium, right? I watch this and I think of the Cardinals and all the weapons and deep shots that they're going to take. How much those players are just going to absurdly just – there's no words how many points they're going to score in this league. It, just like he said, Stephon Diggs. They're going to be all Stephon Diggs. I think of some of those high-scoring offenses, and then I just think of volume guys. You mentioned Keenan Allen. I think of Tyler Lockett, who are some smaller wide receivers, but they're going to get a ton of receptions. All of that's going to compound. And then I think of big red zone threats that have opportunities to score 2 and 3 touchdowns in a season. I'm not afraid to throw a name out there, and maybe a little bit of a hot take, but a big red zone target that I think is going to be in a high scoring offense this year and in a contract year is Mike Williams.
All right. So Mike Williams, I like that. And a guy, I think that's interesting. I also think I'm interested to see what Terry McLaurin can do with Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, because Terry McLaurin, I think he is a volume guy. You know what I mean? I think he's a guy who can catch 6 to 7 balls, and it's going to be like, you know, 15-yard plays, 10-yard plays, like kind of like a little bit better of a Keyshawn Johnson, right? But now you put him back there with the gunslinger, you know what I mean? Like Ryan Fitzpatrick, are we actually going to see, you know, some more of his talent, his extended route tree, some of vertical routes? And you know that Fitzpatrick's going to chuck. So yeah. I don't know what we're going to get from Terry McLaurin this year.
Well, Fitzpatrick supported 2 wide receiver ones in a season before. We've seen it. People want to crap on Fitzpatrick, but he can help receivers reach that next level.
Let's also not forget your first 2 picks are rookies. Yep. And so, you know, we talked about fumbles lost, piling up. How about interceptions, right? That does the same thing. So if you have a rookie that's thrown 3 interceptions, which happens often, that's a problem. Or, you know, would you rather have a Kyle Pitts where you're getting that tight end hit? You know, maybe we see Kyle Pitts go off the board at the 101. I think that's a possibility too. So I just think there's different ways to play the game. You know, with the rookies, do you take a swing for the fences, or maybe you play a little bit safer like a Javonte Williams and Najee Harris, you know, or are you trying to hit that lightning in a bottle? I actually think that second round of rookies is going to be crucially important to who wins this league. I think if you, you know, you hit on a player in that second round that can be a starter for you, you're really going to have a leg up early on, and that's going to be really important.
So, Alex, you pick first overall in the creature division. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you where I'm going?
No pressure.
I don't know yet. I really like the 101 spot, but I don't know where I'm going yet. And I'm not going to give you my strategy.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. But no. The way you responded, I actually thought I might get you to say it.
No, because actually some of the thoughts going on right now is making me rethink how strong my original strategy is, you know. So I still have to think about it. I gotta go back to the drawing board on that one.
Oh, Ben's already. Ben, stop. Ben's throwing crazy stuff out here. I thought Justin made it only best team. No, Ben, it is not. It's scoring, scoring, scoring. Ben and Justin almost went to blows over some of the settings here. So we decided it's best teams and scoring. We split it up. So, guys, does anybody else have any other thoughts on the scoring? I think we touched on basically everything. Scoring, bylaws, any final thoughts before we wrap this thing up?
I think the only thing I'm going to say is, based off of last year, the way everything fell out and how much we changed, you can't even go with what your strategy was last year because of how much has changed with what we've done so far. Scoring is 10 times better. I think the big factor last year was injuries that a lot of people ain't thinking about. That really affects you each week when you're trying to go for their steals and everything, because you could take somebody and steal them, and then all of a sudden you get – it's like a stud player. They get hurt, and then nobody wants to take them. So now they're looking at your other better players, and you get stuck with all these injury players on your team. So that's a big watch out.
That is a big watch. Did anybody else have any final thoughts before we wrap this thing up? I think we're good. I think the panel is speechless, and that makes me feel very good because we've got a lot out tonight. We got, 36 teams in this league, and about six of us are on this chat right now. So there's five of them watching at home. That's 11. That's about one division. So hopefully everybody checks this out and gets ready to draft, because next Saturday when we were at – the draft order was first. Faith just asked me, if you're listening at home, you're not seeing the stuff that's popping up in the chat. Faith, who's in the group, asked, was draft order first? Faith, I will tell you where you pick. Let me see here. This is great radio. Her team name?
Weeping Angel.
She picked second. You picked second in the creature division right after Alex. So you would have really loved to know what Alex is going to pick. All right? And two spots before me. So you could start thinking about what you're going to do with that two spot. All right, everybody. So I appreciate everybody coming on. I want to let everybody know that today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com, check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. So next week, we're going to be in Canton. We're going to get out there. I know Rich is going to be there. I'm going to be out there. I think, Shane, are you going to be in Canton, Shane?
Nah, I had something come up, so not this year, but hopefully next year.
All right, so we'll have some Toilets of Titles guys out there in Canton, and Saturday night we're going to start the draft. And the way we're going to do this, we're bringing Mario Kart out there. And we got two people from each division going to be repping that division. And we're going to race. We're going to stream it live, and the winner gets to choose if they want their draft to start first or last. And then it's going to kick off. At least one draft is going to kick off the night of, I think, Saturday the 14th or the 15th. I'm not sure. It's next Saturday. So tune in for that stuff. We'll see any of you at the expo next Sunday. Tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be going live to do our roundtable discussion where we're going to be talking about all the NFL news from this past week. So make sure to tune into that. Go check out toiletstotitles.com. We got a bunch of articles. Shane, what's the name of your new website that's actually an old website that you're bringing back out? Let everybody know.
DraftCountdown.com. Bookmark it now, and we'll be launching August 23rd. So I'll have rankings for the 2022, 2023, and 2024 NFL draft and a mock draft. Seven rounds 2022, seven rounds 2023, three rounds 2024 will be coming out when the site launches.
All right. So, Evan, this was your first time on the show, man. What'd you think?
Oh, man, a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys having me on.
It was nice. It was nice bringing on a member of the league, especially a new member. We needed some new blood in here, so we appreciate you coming on. Everybody go follow Evan on the Twitter at AEKH Sports. All right. His team, what's your team name? Tranter?
Tranter. And I didn't know choosing that name would turn me into it. I had COVID tested positive this week. And so Tranter, if you don't know, Ernest Scared Stupid, the thing with all the snot coming down, that's been me this whole week. But we're on the up and up now.
Man, all right. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad you're feeling better. Shane, thank you for coming on. This is probably like your 25th appearance in 72 episodes. That's at Shane P. Hallam again. He's an original stanker. Rich, Matt, Alex, you can find Rich on the Twitter at @ArGonzalezRM. Matt is on there at @FF_Doormat. Alex is on there at @AlexO_FF. And I am on there at Coach Shep. So stay tuned, and hopefully we will see you all tomorrow. Have a good night. Stay safe and take care.